Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones, are you good at keeping secrets?
I think I'm a pretty good secret keeper.
Yeah? How about like Christmas gifts?
Here's what I want to say. Yeah. I'm an excellent secret keeper. It's the people that I tell that are not good at keeping secrets.
The people you tell, wait a minute. That's really funny. I like that. Well, I want to talk about secrets today. I think there's good secrets and bad secrets. And maybe I won't spend a lot of time talking about bad secrets, but that's the stuff that should be told, you know, whether it's like I need help or I'm keeping, you know, dark hidden stuff from people. Like, that's really not what I want to talk about. But I want to talk about stuff that's not ready for prime time. Like, it's better to hold it than to tell it too early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think in leadership, it's an important thing. I think, you know, what you're working on, what you're thinking about isn't necessarily ready for prime time yet.
Yeah.
The stuff that sometimes, depending on your personality, you might just want to blurt it out or, you know, sort of like, in a sense, think out loud, get input, feedback, that kind of thing. But for me, I like to think of it a little bit like almost like a fetus. Mm-hmm. That is growing and in a protected environment.
Sure.
That isn't really ready for prime time yet. There comes a point in a pregnancy where everyone knows it's it's obvious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was joking at Christmas time about the passage about Mary being pregnant with Jesus.
Yeah.
And it says she was obviously pregnant. Okay. that's where you can ask, you know, like, hey, how
that's
far
very
along
subjective,
are you?
Isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, obviously she's in her third month or third trimester. Like it's, you know, it's
obvious.
Yeah, obvious. You're not going to get in trouble for asking. But there's an earlier time where you might not know. Like, I think she is, but I don't really know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. And actually, just talking about that, like, you know, that's one of those things people do keep a secret, like for various reasons. They maybe have an announcement date. They want to tell people. They want to make a big production of it. Me personally, I really hate the name one.
Like, we're not saying.
We're not saying. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's kind of like, oh, wow, you're powerful. Okay. Yeah.
So you don't play into their hand. You don't, like, beg to know. You're like, okay, cool.
Yeah. I sometimes will just come up with suggestions for them. Like, I'll work on it for you. You know, give them ridiculous names. But I think in leadership, it's an important thing that we keep stuff. Paul Scanlon, in his book, Crossing Over, it's a leadership book talking about leading change. He talks about that principle of secrecy. And he compares Moses leading the people to Joshua leading the people. And Moses led the 12 spies into the promised land to go, you know, scope it out, come back, bring a report. And it was very public.
Public process.
Yeah. He said the people were waiting with bated breath. Mm-hmm. What are they going to say? You know? And then Joshua, on the other hand, in his leadership, when he sent in some spies to Jericho, they were only to report back to him.
Yes.
You know, it was a secret mission.
Right.
And the results weren't made public. And
people didn't even know what really happened.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think there are times for that where we have to hold back until it's ready for prime time. It's a simple thought, but it's one that I want to challenge you with just to make a determination. Is this really ready for prime time yet? I have friends that sometimes make announcements about stuff, and I think, man, this is not ready yet. Like, you know, it's not ready for advertisement. I have a project that I'm working on right now.
I was just
going
to ask you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't tweet about it. I don't, I don't talk about it. I really don't think it's ready for the public yet. And so it's in me. And it's part of me, and it's a big deal to me. And actually, it's a discipline to not talk about it. But I think that's where it's at. It's in the fetus stage. And you've probably heard me even say that, like, you know, sorry, it's just not ready for prime time yet. Can't really talk about it. So I think as leaders, sometimes we have to have secrets. I don't mean dark, deep secrets, but I mean stuff that we're keeping in that place where it's safe and can be nurtured and grow until it's ready for prime time. So keep your secrets.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.